at the John Deere Develop with Deere conference. I'm speaking with Chip Donahue. And Chip, first of all, what do you do for the company?
I work in the partner enablement area. So I work with all our software partners, our the ag retail groups, and some input manufacturers.
Well, here you were talking about standards as one primary area, and I know that you work very closely with Ag Gateway. At least John Deere has been very much involved. Tell me a little bit about where we're at in terms of standards and what kind of standards those are right now that you're working on.
Sure. Well, so Ag Gateway is a consortium of over 200, almost 210 companies that cover the broad spectrum of agriculture, from the input manufacturers to the equipment manufacturers, software companies. And so there's multiple types of standards that we mainly look to implement. So what it's one thing to have a standard, but the other thing is to have what are the implementation criteria and resources to do that so that everybody can sing off the same song sheet, essentially. So recently, Ag Gateway has launched a glossary. So we have a glossary of terms which contain over 3,000 terms so that we know what we're talking about and that we have a common language. The SPADE project, which is it's really about a data enabling the exchange of data. And out of that came a project called ADAPT, which is a toolkit that software companies can use that allows them to convert data formats, like Deere has proprietary data formats, into a common format, and then that can be utilized. So what it does is it enables interoperability between systems, it enables a lower cost of implementation, and hopefully a better customer experience, because our customers, the farmers and the ag retailers, want to be able to exchange data between systems, and that's a big pain point today.
Mm-hmm. And that this new program with Ag Gateway you're talking about is, how new is that? And if I understand right, anybody that's a member of Ag Gateway can really get involved in that right now.
Absolutely. So we started the Precision Ag program within Ag Gateway in 2011. The SPADE project kicked off 2.5 years ago, and this ADAPT, which is a data conversion toolbox, really started about 4 months ago. And we expect to have something in the hands of the software companies here after the middle of 2015, if we're trying to drive before that. But
so what will that mean to a company like John Deere to see a successful accomplishment of the goals of Ag Gateway?
Great question. Number one, we think it will enable our customers to do more with their data. So Deere has proprietary data formats that come off our displays. So it's hard for the software companies to implement those. Now that it'll make that easier, but really it then enables the customer, the farmer, and his trusted advisors to use that data to make decisions in a simpler, more meaningful way. And that's really, if we can do that, then we think we have a winning situation.
Well, it sounds like there's just been a lot of progress made, because we were talking before we started here just to how this has been an ongoing effort, just like all this technology that we're dealing with today, and how do we serve ultimately the customer, the farmer out there, yep, even though we do have our own proprietary systems that we've created,
Right. Well, we make great equipment, right, and we have great support from our dealers, and we have customers asking to make these data-driven decisions. So we think that the ultimately, if we can enable that, and we move quickly, we'll have a winning combination, like I said. I think the other thing is we've actually allocated our own engineering resources to these projects. So it's not that we're contracting out. It's our Deere experts, like Tarek, you saw, has engaged and actually building the systems in collaboration with the other companies to enable this for everybody.
Well, it's great to get an update. I know that the Ag Gateway folks are even going to be having their annual meeting coming up here just right after this. What a convenient timing,
Absolutely. Yeah.
It was planned that way, right?
Well, sort of.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Chris. We've been visiting here at Develop with Deere 2014 in Kansas City. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.